Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest. The NRL's given the Queensland Rugby League 5 days to explain why 14 Maroons were on the field for around 30 seconds during the first half of Wednesday's Origin opener. It's hit them with a breach notice and a proposed $30,000 fine. It happened when Tom Gilbert suffered an injury but failed to leave the field of play despite Lindsay Collins running onto the pitch. The PM has briefly responded to the outcome of the Ben Robert Smith defamation trial, a case brought on by the war veteran against three newspapers over articles which examined his time in Afghanistan were dismissed. Here's Anthony Albanese on the matter.
It's a determination of a civil proceeding between two parties. It didn't involve the government, and it would be inappropriate to comment on the detail of that.
It's understood Robert Smith has resigned from his role with the Queensland arm of Seven today. The minimum wage will rise 8.6% from next month. $23.20 will be the new hourly rate, while those on awards will see a 5.75% increase. And the man accused of delivering a fatal coward punch on the Gold Coast before fleeing the scene has faced court. Michael Hayes died in hospital yesterday after he was allegedly punched in the face on Saturday. Alexander Rasic had his first court hearing this morning in Maroochydore, where the matter was transferred to Southport for next week. The Broncos have sent the bulk of their Origin stars straight to Sydney to prepare for tomorrow night's showdown with the Sharks. Payne Haas is the only player who travelled back to Brisbane. Coach Kevy Walters expects his star prop will be back after playing limited minutes for New South Wales.
Payne has recovered from his ankle stuff, so they're all very keen to put the Broncos jersey on tomorrow night.
And Tim Zhu has confirmed his world title fight against Carlos Ocampo on the Gold Coast will go ahead. That's despite being bitten by a dog over the weekend.